Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The America's Got Talent judge was hit with a suit after she claimed that 25-year-old Lorraine was the main reason her marriage to film producer Stephen Belafonte broke down in her March divorce paperwork. And to counter the case, Mel B's law firm submitted 403 pages of legal documents in a frantic bid to urge the judge of the Los Angeles Superior Court to rule Lorraine's suit null and void under California law. You know, Mel has spent thousands of dollars on lawyers to try to shut down the nanny. And she knows a full-blown trial could cost her vast amounts in legal fees alone. And you know what? It would be unthinkable for her financial status because, you know, she did not do a smear campaign against the nanny and she did not act in reckless disregard in this issue. And I know that she is telling the truth on this one. And the music star said that she would be battling debts forever if she has to spend the rest of what's left of her fortune on this law case. I feel so badly for her. And I hope that she wins. It seems clear the new chief of staff at the White House, John Kelly, planned to clean house as his first duty. But Ivanka and Melania Trump might have been the final nail in the coffin for Anthony Scaramucci. The first lady and presidential advisor were reportedly disgusted and offended by the former White House communications director's language that was featured in the New York Post. And I cannot even repeat it here. Yes, it's that bad. Ivanka and her husband, Jared Kushner, though, were both the senior advisors to the president when they pushed for Scaramucci to get the job. Well, now that both of them have to report to Kelly, let's see how long they last. And speaking of Kellys, on Monday, R. Kelly canceled 4 out of his 10 upcoming tour dates, all while he has reportedly hired a crisis management team to deal with the sex cult accusations that you, of course, heard here a few weeks ago. Well, honey, they've started stacking up against him. And a source told Page Six about the cancellations that the promoter told Kelly and his team that they would lose $400,000 in sales if they didn't pick up fast. Well, they just canceled the entire concert series. Now, the Friday night show in Virginia, for example, was only half full. Fans were mad with Kelly because he only performed 45 minutes. Now, 2 Louisiana shows, as well as 1 in Dallas and 1 in Los Angeles, have been canceled. And, you know, we hear that the cancellations were made because of conflicts with other nearby stops. I don't think so. Anyway, Kelly did put out a video in response to the accusations that he's holding women in houses in Illinois and Georgia against their will and brainwashing them into a sex cult. In that video, he promised he would not be going anywhere, but it looks like he was wrong. And what's more, Kelly has hired a crisis team to deal with the allegations, including Bill Cosby's former lawyer, Monique Presley, who has signed on to do damage control. She's going to have her work cut out for her on this one. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.